आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर सेवेंथ एंड फाइनल फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस रीचेस इट्स लास्ट लेग। वीमेन वोटर्स आउटनंबर मेन बाय 3% इन द सिक्स्थ फेज ऑफ लोकसभा पोल्स। SBI Research says India's GDP growth likely to touch 8% in financial year 2024. Infiltration by Pakistan Army in Jammu and Kashmir was responsible for the 1999 Kargil War, says former Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Major Radhika Sen of Indian Army to receive prestigious UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. And Indian Armed Wrestlers contingent wins 7 medals, including 1 gold and 6 bronze at Asian Championship 2024 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Campaigning for the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its last leg as only 2 days are left for canvassing. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Odisha, high voltage campaigning for the 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections continued in 6 parliament constituencies: Mayurbhanj, Balasore, Bhadrak, Jajpur, Kendrapada and Jagatsinghpur, and 42 assembly seats. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is set to address 3 election rallies in the state today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to address his first public meeting at Baripada under Mayurbhanj parliamentary constituency, followed by a public meeting at Remuna under Balasore parliamentary constituency. His last public meeting will be held at Barua in Kendrapada Lok Sabha constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to campaign today in Odisha. In Bihar, several senior leaders and star campaigners of NDA and Grand Alliance will take a whirlwind tour today for campaigning in poll-bound areas of the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold 3 election rallies in Ara, Buxar and Patna Sahib Lok Sabha constituencies. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will campaign in different parts of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency in support of her daughter and the RJD candidate. RJD leader Tejashwi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Sasaram, Karakat, Buxar and Pataliputra parliamentary constituencies. In Uttar Pradesh, only 2 days are left for campaigning for the last and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. A report.
Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address 4 rallies in Uttar Pradesh today. He will be in Maharajganj, Devariya, Balia, Sonbhadra and Ghazipur districts. In Ghazipur, he will hold a road show in favor of party candidate. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Kushinagar, Devariya and Gorakhpur. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign for party candidate in Dudhi Assembly constituency, where by-polls will be conducted in the final phase of election. He will later address rallies in Robertsganj and Mirzapur Lok Sabha constituencies also. Dimple Yadav, wife of Akhilesh Yadav, will hold a road show in Kushinagar today. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Women voters have outnumbered men by 3% in the 6th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. This was disclosed by the Election Commission yesterday. The poll panel released the absolute number of voters who voted in the 6th phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. According to the report, 64.95% of the eligible female voters exercised their franchise, compared to 61.95% of the eligible male voters. Moreover, the turnout among the third gender recorded at 18.67%, indicating a diverse engagement in the electoral process. Women's participation was higher than men in Bihar, Jharkhand, Ladakh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh. Notably, West Bengal emerged with the highest turnout at 81.62%, showcasing robust electoral enthusiasm among its populace. The Election Commission of India has suspended senior IPS officer D.S. Kute, who was working as Special Secretary to Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik. It also directed Ashish Kumar Singh, IG Police for Chief Minister's Security, who was on medical leave, to undergo a medical examination by a team of doctors from AIIMS, Bhubaneswar. Both the senior IPS officers have been charged of directly exerting undue influence on the conduct of simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in Odisha. In Punjab, the Jalandhar reserved Lok Sabha constituency is among the most prestigious constituencies in the country. Jalandhar is known as a sports goods city. With a total of 9 assembly segments, this constituency has 16,54,003 voters. These include 8,59,687 males, 7,94,272 females and 44 third gender voters. A report.
Jalandhar reserved Lok Sabha constituency falling in the Doaba region of Punjab has been the stronghold of the Congress party for a long time. But in the by-elections held last year after the sudden death of Santokh Singh Chaudhary, the then Congress MP, Aam Aadmi Party's Sushil Kumar Rinku won when he joined the Aam Aadmi Party saying fire to Congress. But this time, Sushil Kumar Rinku is the BJP candidate. Apart from this, former Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi is in the fray from the Congress side but is facing difficulties due to being an outsider. The Aam Aadmi Party has expressed its confidence in Pawan Kumar Tinu, who left Shiromani Akali Dal on the eve of the election, while senior Congress leader Mohinder Singh KP joined Shiromani Akali Dal after being angry over not getting the ticket and is now Akali Dal candidate. Malvinder Kumar of Bahujan Samaj Party is also trying his luck. Prominent candidates of many major parties have come from one party to another. So, in such a situation, only their own influence and active support from the party cadre will decide the path to their success. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
State Bank of India, SBI, yesterday released a report anticipating India's GDP growth at 7.4% in the fourth quarter of the financial year 2023-24, while the overall growth could touch 8%. The report released by the SBI's Economic Research Department highlights the potential impact of global economic resilience on India's growth trajectory. The report identifies consistent growth trend across both urban and rural sectors in India. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has admitted that Islamabad violated an agreement with India in 1999. His revelation came to light at a Pakistan Muslim League PMLN General Council meeting yesterday.
Vajpayee sahab Lahore tashreef laaye. Yaad hai ya nahi yaad hai? Yaadash kamzor hai na aapki aur humse aake yahan pe muahida kiya. Ye alag baat hai ki humne muahide ke khilaf warzi ki. Usme hamara kasoor hai. उसमें हम कसूरवार हैं लेकिन अब अल्लाह के फजल व करम से शहबाज शरीफ साहब दोबारा इस मंच पर फाइज हुए हैं.
During the meeting, Sharif said the then Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee visited Lahore and signed the Lahore Declaration on February 21, 1999. The agreement aimed to promote peace and stability between India and Pakistan. However, shortly after the signing, Pakistani troops infiltrated the Kargil district in Jammu and Kashmir, leading to the Kargil War, Sharif said. Indian Army Major Radhika Sen has been selected to receive the 2023 UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. The award recognizes her advocacy for women and girls while serving as a peacekeeper. Congratulating her, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called her a true leader and role model. Her service was a true credit to the United Nations as a whole, he said. The spokesperson for Guterres, Stefan Dujarric, said that Guterres will present Sen with the award on Thursday, which is observed as the International Day of UN Peacekeepers. The award recognizes the efforts of a military peacekeeper in promoting the principles of the 2000 Security Council resolution that calls for protecting women and girls from conflict-related sexual violence and sets gender-related responsibilities for the UN. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that heatwave to severe heatwave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to reduce gradually from tomorrow. These conditions are very likely to prevail in Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. Blistering heat continues to sweep Haryana, with Sirsa recording the hottest day of the season at 50.3 degrees Celsius yesterday. Sirsa was the hottest place in the state. A report.
The intense heat wave have made life of people difficult in Haryana. They could not go out for their day-to-day works. There is silence in markets and on roads. It has affected the business also. According to farmers, the production of milk has also come down due to heat wave. Haryana's Disaster Management Department has issued an advisory for the farmers and advised them to keep their livestock in the covered and cool rooms or under shadow. The health department has also issued advisory for general public so that they could save them from heat wave. In the hospital, separate wards have been established for the victims of heat wave. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashvani News, Chandigarh.
Normal life has come to a grinding halt in northeast India due to extremely heavy rainfall under the impact of Cyclone Vemal. The cyclone wreaked havoc in parts of the northeast yesterday, killing at least 28 people in Mizoram, 3 in Assam and 1 in Meghalaya. The rains, accompanied by gusty winds, uprooted trees, electric poles, triggered landslides and disrupted power and internet services. We spoke to Assam State Disaster Management Authority CEO Gyanendra Dev Tripathi.
अभी चूंकि रिमल वीकेंड हो गया है और बरसात फिर भी अभी हो रही है, कई जिलों में समाचार है कि बरसात हो रही है, पर आज शाम तक परिस्थिति में निश्चित रूप से सुधार की संभावना है। करीब गुवाहाटी में जो बिजली था वो तो पूरी तरह से बहाल किया गया है और बाकी जिलों में जो हमारे पास एपीडीएल रिपोर्ट है उसके हिसाब से 70% जगहों पर बिजली बहाल हो गई और 30% पे प्रोएक्टिव डिस्कनेक्शन जहां पर किए गए थे कि वाटर लॉगिंग या इसके कारण जिससे लोगों को इलेक्ट्रोक्यूशन न हो, तो उन जगहों पर बिजली आज बहाल होने की संभावना है।
Indian mountaineer Satyadeep Gupta has scripted history by becoming the first person to scale Mount Everest and Mount Lhotse twice in one season. He's also set another record by being the first Indian to traverse from Mount Everest to Mount Lhotse in 11 hours and 15 minutes. In arm wrestling, the Indian contingent has clinched a total of 7 medals, including 1 gold and 6 bronze, at the Asian Championship 2024 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Shriman Jha, who participated in 2 categories, was the top performer for India. He won the gold medal in the left-hand para category, while he won the bronze medal in the right-hand para category. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. A headline on the front page of Hindustan Times says, no urgent Supreme Court hearing for Kejriwal's bail extension. Government has set the ball rolling on second round of ease of doing business reforms as part of a multi-pronged strategy to catalyze the private investment cycle, reports Financial Express. Porsche crash, doctors got 3 lakh rupees for replacing teen driver's blood sample, writes the Statesman. 31 killed as rain landslips wreak havoc in northeast, notes the Hindu. Quoting PM Modi, the Tribune writes, TMC tricked OBCs for vote jihad. Over 1/4 of capital's nursing homes unregistered, says a headline in Hindustan Times. And finally, in a grim reminder of global warming, an all-time high temperature of 49.9 degrees Celsius was recorded in the national capital yesterday, says the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its last leg. Women voters outnumber men by 3% in 6th phase of Lok Sabha polls. SBI research says India's GDP growth likely to touch 8% in financial year 2024. Infiltration by Pakistan Army in Jammu and Kashmir was responsible for 1999 Kargil War, says former Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Major Radhika Sen of Indian Army to receive prestigious UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. An Indian Armed Wrestlers contingent wins 7 medals, including 1 gold and 6 bronze at Asian Championship 2024 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. With that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.